community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
We've actually got Piers in the studio with us this afternoon. Hi, Piers.
Hello, a bit early this time, but hello.
That's okay. You can be as early as you want. That's not a problem. It's always a pleasure to have you here, Piers. Now, you're going to tell us exactly what's coming up in the Brentwood Gazette tomorrow.
Yes, we've got a couple of stories which are interesting to people. The splash, the front page headline, is all about Hopefield.
Yeah.
And it takes in the Tesco element as well, because people might not realise, but Hopefield Animal Sanctuary in Salthall Lane, down at the bottom there,
yeah,
is owned by Tesco's,
right,
the supermarket chain that's in a bit of trouble at the moment. Tesco leased the land to Hopefield for a peppercorn rent.
Now, yeah,
in light of Tesco's troubles, Dave Lewis, chief executive's come in.
Yeah, yeah.
Nom de guerre, Drastic Dave, has not ruled out, or at least the company has not ruled out, looking at it for other development purposes. So they haven't. They're keeping all their options open, which includes obviously selling it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now this has huge ramifications for Hopefield. And obviously the animals.
We did speak about this before, didn't we?
Yeah, well, we spoke about it last week. Yeah. Now, this has to be separated in terms of what could happen to it from what we spoke about last week and the LDP, the local development plan,
right,
which is, if people aren't up to speed with the local development plan, is a document being published in the near future by Brentwood Borough Council to identify land for up to 5,500 houses.
That's
to
right.
Be built on.
The government has pushed that upon them. You have to
the
do
The government
this.
Has pushed it upon them.
Yeah.
Every council has its own quota. Brentwood's is 5,500 houses in the next 15 years.
Right.
Fair play. We have to find houses somewhere. We spoke at length. You hate it. Mm-hmm. I think fair play. But anyway, that's
yeah,
another argument.
Yeah.
There's a petition already published, already online.
Is there?
There is, saying, please do not include Hopefield Animal Sanctuary in the LDP document.
Right.
Which is on running. And the council has responded and said, look, we will make sure that it's not included in the document. Tesco is another kettle of fish altogether, because Tesco can do what it pleases, obviously.
Yeah, it's a private company.
It's a private company. Now, it can sell the land as it wishes to whoever it wants to sell it to. And if that happens to be a housing company or a developer, then it's entirely up to them. But what happens to the animals after that? Who knows?
That's right. That's what we were discussing last time. It doesn't seem very good.
It's not good at all.
No.
And so we are urging people on our front page to sign the petition to save Hopefield. It's got Leanne, the boss of or the manager of Hopefield, on the front cover, splash page picture with a cat and some other animals who call Hopefield their home, who will be given a very uncertain future if the sale, or if Tesco's decide to do other things with it other than lease it out. As a peppercorn rent, has been said, they charge very little for it.
Yeah,
it's a peppercorn rent to Tesco, if that all changes. So
I don't think Tesco. I mean, they've had a little bit of bad press recently, haven't they?
They have. They've had a huge amount of bad press. I mean, someone in the accounting department,
yeah,
in Tesco,
needs a new calculator.
Yeah. And there's a new guy coming in, Dave Lewis, Drastic Dave, everyone calls him. Drastic Dave has already been slicing and chopping his way through the
really.
Oh yeah, he's cut staff. He's saying we're not going to have 43 planned stores opened. We're going to slash food prices that everyone else is undercutting us. He is in business to make sure Tesco's comes out of this.
I don't think they would want any bad press on top of all.
I'm not sure that Drastic Dave is in the business of having a media storm where hundreds of animals will be killed because of mismanagement and a miscalculation of the accounts at Tesco.
Now, playing devil's advocate, you could understand Tesco selling it on. You could understand it.
You can understand it.
But on the other hand,
they've got to balance it.
Would you want the backlash?
Exactly.
That's a very desperate Dave.
That's Desperate Dave.
Desperate Dave has got a very tricky decision.
Jurassic Dave has suddenly becomes Desperate Dave if that happens. So we'll see. There's this petition around. Read the Brentwood Gazette tomorrow morning to see what it's all about. But as we point out in our and I'll tease a bit, with the troubled retail giant Tesco reviewing the land it owns in Brentwood, we urge all our readers to sign a petition to save Hopefield. Every little helps. So let's just...
I saw what you did there.
I saw what you've done
on your front page tomorrow.
So that's the front page. Let's see what we can do to make sure it doesn't happen. Sure the animals at Hopefield have a safe and secure future ahead of them. Some of them don't have long to live anyway, and they're all getting on. But the animal sanctuary does a tremendous job.
A fantastic job, yeah.
And it will be more than just a huge shame. It would be scandalous to see it closed down because.
I don't think Dave's going to make that decision. To be honest with you, I mean, you've really got to play the odds that the. You're not going to get a backlash if you do make that decision.
Let's hope. Fingers crossed.
You got then?
So page three, the bottom of page three, there's another story, by the way, on page three. A nice page three story about a couple who defied the odds, some may say, by having triplets.
Oh, really?
Only 200 couples a year have triplets.
Oh, really?
Only 200.
I didn't know it was that few.
That few, yeah. I thought it would be many more than that, but it's only 200 couples a year have triplets.
So you really have won the lottery if you have six, then?
Well...
Is it six tuplets, is it? Or something
sure.
Like that?
You might, have you won the lottery, roughly? Anyway. Anyway, so there's a couple in Ingatestone, Sarah and Matthew Williams, who have welcomed in three new ones to the world. Because triplets are so rare, they've had to have a specially made buggy imported from Italy. A triplet buggy.
Oh, of course you would, wouldn't you? Because
they only go as far as twos.
Oh, my word. All of a sudden, the price has gone tenfold.
Yeah, so all of a sudden, you've got to start having bespoke things,
Oh, my word.
Shipped in from Italy. Because
I didn't even see
how
that.
How many triplet buggies do you see at
Mothercare? Do you?
You don't. So there's a whole new, whole vista of...
Oh, my word.
..of questions and improbabilities need to be answered when you have triplets. And Sarah and Matthew Williams are answering them in Ingatestone now because they've got three of them. Babies. Not three triplets, three babies.
Yeah, three babies.
Anyway, so that's that story. The High Street, on the bottom of page three, could see another new face opening soon.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you know the business.
I do know the business. I've actually worked for it before in the past.
Faces,
yeah.
In Gants Hill, who or which has... A nightclub, which is a regular party land for the footballers and the celebrity folk, and they have another bar restaurant outlet in Chelmsford, called the Faces Kitchen and Bar.
Now I know I think it's the manager there, Dean, a friend of mine. He actually runs that one.
Chelmsford.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, the High Street is looking to get one itself.
Oh, really?
The old Blockbuster site. So Faces of Gants Hill fame and Chelmsford fame, which has, as I say, the kitchen and bar outlet, is looking to sell alcohol.
Yeah.
First of all, it's applying for an alcohol license. It's looking to sell alcohol between 10 a.m. and 1 a.m. That's not to say that it will sell alcohol between those hours, but it can do if it gets the license.
Yeah.
Sundays to Wednesdays and 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. on Thursdays to Saturdays. Not to say it will, but it can if it gets it.
Yeah.
The company proposes to open on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesdays between 7 and 1:30 and on Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Up until 2:30. Again, it can if it gets licensed, but that's not to say that it will open until 2:30. And a change of use is required also.
Yeah,
from a video retail shop
to a
restaurant. If it wants to go ahead, so a planning application will have to go in as well. So this is just for the license, which is separate to the planning. So the planning application will go in later on to change of use from, let's say, video shop to bar, restaurant, alcohol, food type place, including a disco bar or something like that. It can play music. It's just another one.
I know, knowing Tony B and John Clark, who are the owners, as well as I do. I've known them for 20 odd years. It will be a very classy joint, and it will definitely give
Brentwood.
Yeah, a run for its money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It will definitely give. Now, Tony B and John Clark, they first bought, and I was with them. I went into it used to be called the Villa.
Okay.
In Gants Hill, and when they made it Faces, I went in there on the opening night.
Yeah.
They done great guns with that. Great guns. They've been there for years and years and years and years and years. If anybody's going to run a venue correctly, it's these two guys. Absolutely amazing guys, they really are.
So we will see. That's another one, but I mean, people might not want another bar restaurant in the Brentwood High Street area, but we're getting one if the council give it permission. So we'll see. And more are coming online. And it's not just Faces, obviously. Mm. There are several others. Wildwood are due to...
So we've just opened the new one as well, aren't they?
They haven't opened it yet. They haven't actually got planning permission for it yet, but they're planning to open it in the next 6 months or so. So that's going to be at the Clement Jocelyn Furniture Shop up near Wilson's Corner. There's plans to do things with the old Charles Napier pub down at the bottom there next to the Granite Shop, opposite the Granite Shop, just on the corner of Queen's Road. What else have we got? We've got... there was one other place as well. I can't remember which has escaped me now. But Brentwood is obviously...
It's
gearing up
for
more and more A3, without sounding too dull, planning terminology. A3 is hot food.
Do you know, I actually feel sorry for Blockbuster, because it used to be really, really good years ago. Should we get a film out, love? Right, let's go to Blockbusters and just go and look at all the films. And all of a sudden, because of all the online stuff that you can get now, all this Netflix and everything
it was dead within...
It was. It went very quickly, didn't it?
It went very quickly, yeah. But you can imagine why.
Oh, I can understand why.
I mean, you can buy all the stuff online. You can buy it from Amazon. You can buy it for the click of a button on Sky. And it was doomed. Forever.
Not only that, but all the you wait for a year to be out for a film to be out for about a year, and you can get it for about £2.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So why would you rent it for £3.50 for a night?
Well, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't, would you?
Except the only thing is, you'd be able to rent stuff before. You could buy it.
Hmm.
That was the upside. Rental only came out before purchase.
That's right, it did, yeah.
But that'll change with the likes of Sky Box Office, and it was doomed. It was as soon as the internet and Sky satellite TV came along, it was finished. And it was possibly their fault that they didn't diversify.
They should have seen it coming.
HMV didn't do it. They died. Yeah. Blockbuster should have diversified. They didn't. They died. They didn't move with the times.
Well, Piers, thank you very much. That's all in tomorrow's Brentwood
Gazette. All right, that's all in tomorrow's Brentwood Gazette.
And we'll see you next week, yeah?
See you soon.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.